The Mayville football team kept their playoff run going with a 26-0 shutout of Oostburg last Friday night in Division 5. We're going to bring in head coach Scott Hilbert. Coach, put it all together in that win against Oostburg last week?
Yeah, but it wasn't exactly easy, though. Oostburg is a really good football team. They're really well coached. We knew that their team, especially defensively, would give us a lot of challenges, and they certainly did. We were fortunate to get 2 touchdowns in the first quarter, which is kind of surprising for me, but they really dug in their heels after that. We weren't the most efficient offensive team last week, but you know, we got the job done, and my hat really goes on to our defense, our defensive coaches and players, because they had probably their best game of the year.
You talk about your defense, obviously, you know, pitching a shutout. You get to level 2 in the playoffs. You know, teams obviously have something going right because they won their first-round playoff game. Just talk about your defense and what were some of the keys to the shutout last week?
Just the increase in the physical play that they've had lately. You know, earlier in the year, remember that Campbellsport game, we really struggled. We had to take Blake Schrofnagel out of the in front eight and put him in the back of our defense, and that's made a big difference. But obviously his absence, you know, that leaves the hole up front. And we've been kind of circling around some kids, and it's just a matter of finding all the parts that fit, replacing people who are injured. But the kids are just getting a lot more confidence. They're starting to play really instinctive football right now, and that means that they're playing fast, so that's what's good.
Coach, do you feel like your team is still ramping up when it comes to getting better? I know coaches want to see their team continue to go on the upswing. Do you feel like that's happening? Your team continues to get better week to week, and you haven't plateaued yet?
Yeah, you're always looking for evolution. You know, you want to build on your offense every week specifically. And the defense just kind of goes week to week preparing for a team. But as an offense, we're always adding little wrinkles and ways that we can improve and ways that we can be more diverse. You don't always play your best games. I don't think our offense played their best game last week. But the bottom line is we were challenged by good defense and we responded in the second half appropriately. So, yeah, you know, we always feel like, you know, as long as we're able to stay healthy, we're doing a really good job of protecting the football and just making sure we don't make any silly mistakes.
Hey,
but we're solid, we're grounded, and, you know, we're playing good at the right time.
Hey, Racine Lutheran, their runner-up in the Midwest Classic Conference. Looks like they're a run-heavy squad, coaches. What is the thumbnail sketch of your opponent on Friday night?
Yeah, they're run-heavy. They have a couple of really good athletes. They basically have like a three-headed monster in the backfield. They got the power runner, they got the speed runner, and now they got the quarterback back who kind of orchestrates it all. Young man number 2, Ibaka is his name. I don't have the roster in front of me. He was hurt with a separated shoulder or broken collarbone for a lot, but they just got him back last week, and he really adds a different element to their offense and makes him pretty dangerous.
Hey, Coach Hilbert, what are a few things that have to happen if your team wants to advance back to the state semifinals?
You know, we got to keep doing a really good job of protecting the football. We do it every week. We do ball handling skills, you know, security drills just to make sure we don't turn it over, and we've done a great job of that. On the same side, we have to, you know, make sure that we are forcing more turnovers, not making big mistakes, not allowing the big plays. And if we can do that, the best team should win.
Scott Hilbert, I appreciate the time, and good luck to the Mayville Cardinals on Friday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.